Welcome to another episode of Open Science Radio. This is Konrad Förstner. This episode 135 is again about a special topic, namely the Wikisite 2018, which is a community meeting of a rather broad community of, let's say, librarians, software developers, scientists, and Wikipedians, and many different people with very different backgrounds. Wikisite as a community is growing, and also the meeting is growing. And whoever is following Open Science Radio since a while might know, or even without this might know, that this is the third instance of the Wikisite conference. In 2016 was the first one in Berlin. Then 2017 there was a meeting in Vienna, and this time it is in Berkeley, California, or it was. And the last 3 days, we had a packed program with talks and the summit and hackathons and doathons, and a lot of discussion about the future and the past of Wikisite, and what it means to bring all that information to the people. And I keep it really that broad, because this is the scope of Wikisite is sometimes a little bit blurry. And this makes it also interesting. And for everybody who is not familiar with Wikisite so far, I simply would like to quote what's written on the website. There it says, "Wikisite is a Wikimedia initiative to develop a database of open citations and linked bibliographic data to serve free knowledge." And this is a great endeavor, a great task. And here in this statement, it's not bound to anything, but currently the connection to the Wikidata community or approach or initiative is rather clear. So currently a lot of stuff is built upon Wikidata, and Wikidata is an instance of a tool which is called Wikibase, and Wikibase itself is a extension for MediaWiki. So maybe to describe this in a different manner, you can go to the wikidata.org page and edit stuff there. So this is a running instance where you can actually edit semantic data in a nice and easy to use interface. But what you can also do is you can download MediaWiki and Wikibase and run a similar service by yourself. And this is also one thing that is addressed, or that is suggested, at least in the meetings here. And let's say it's a common conversation that is currently ongoing. Should we throw everything into Wikidata? Can we do this? Or should we have different instances? Should we have a federated universe of different Wikibase instances as a solution? Currently, it's rather handy. And as the community is still rather small, we can drop a lot of stuff in Wikidata. But there are definitely scalability issues at some point. I don't want to dive into technical issues or technical details here. But this has clearly limitations. And also with one unique place, you have also one unique place that can fail, and then we have big issues. So having maybe a federated version or federated environment of different wiki base instances might be a better solution. This was in many of the discussions, this was a crucial part, how to address that here. And it's not solved, and it's something that we need to explore further in the community. Okay, but I don't want to dive too deeply into this issue here. I mainly would like to give, or wanted to give you, a small introduction about Wikisite and Wikidata, what is ongoing basically in the community, and what this meeting is actually about. And maybe I should also add my very personal impression of Wikisite. I really love this meeting. It's really a unique meeting, in my opinion. And I wish scientific conferences would be more like this. It starts from the technical setup. It's really rare that you go to scientific conferences and you have a live stream, you have a wiki for everything, you have pads for everything, you have a telegram channel to communicate with people in real time. So this is really something, just from the technological perspective, that I would wish that would be existing in every conference. And unfortunately, there's a huge gap so far. And I think it's a mission of everybody in the community sharing this with others and show how much better it could be. But this is, in my opinion, just a marginal thing. It's more about how people interact and what kind of an open community this is. And everybody there is so enthusiastic and open for sharing ideas and sitting together and explaining stuff. It's not that nobody will be blamed for asking stupid questions. It's pretty clear. It's a rather heterogeneous community, and there are some people having a very strong technological background and are in that community since years, while others are just entering this and have certain questions and needs and are not so familiar with the expressions and terms used in the community. But the community is very open and is very helpful, in my opinion, very warm. And due to this, I really, really appreciate being here. I'm very thankful, maybe also to the sponsors here that made it happen. So the Sloan Foundation, Wikimedia Foundation itself, and also the David Brower Center where this was taking place. And also this was, I guess, an important decision because this place was also unique in its certain sense. So I really enjoyed being there, and I'm very thankful for the organizers for setting this up. And it's a lot of work. This is really tremendous lot work to generate these kind of events and putting so many people into one place together. So I can just say this is, again, it was an amazing meeting. I learned a lot, and I'm pretty sure others feel the same. And now my personal mission is bringing this home again and spreading that good energy in my environment and bringing more people closer to that topic. I did different things at Wikisite in respect to Open Science Radio. At first, I did some recordings of interviews, and I wish I would have done more, but this is simply not possible because the program is so packed and so interesting, and it's very hard to grab people and sit down in a quiet corner. There are no quiet corners, and to dive deeper into a topic. I hope I can do this for at least some of the things afterwards. But still, I have some interviews that are, in my opinion, rather interesting with very interesting people with interesting projects. What I did again, as I did this already last year, was I jumped into the crowd and asked everybody for a quick pitch. So what they're doing, why they're there at the meeting, and what's their background, and what they are actually connecting maybe even with Wikisite. Additionally, I also used the hackathon or duathon session which was taking place at the third day, and where people then could really put ideas into action and play around with stuff and asked some of the groups what they're working on. And both of these kind of formats, both of these collections should give you a rough overview of what is happening here in a very short time. And I hope I succeeded with that. Last year, this was rather successful and we got rather good feedback. This is why I repeated this. So this will be now part of this episode. So you can just continue listening to this. The interviews, they will be separate episodes. And I guess it's better to keep them as separate parts here. If you're getting interested in this community, it's a rather open community, so I'm pretty sure there are many ways how you could contribute there, and just maybe start by going at the Wikisite meta page and have a look at the different topics there. It's a very broad field, in my opinion. You can participate in many ways, and so Wikisite and also Wikidata are things that are growing now massively, and you see a lot of interest growing into these communities. And myself, I'm actually even having a research project in this direction, and we will also sit together and put this soon into an Open Science Radio episode. So I can just warmly invite everybody to join that. And I would say let's dive again into the crowd.
So I'm Martin Klein from Los Alamos National Labs. This is my first time at Wikisite, so I'm exploring, I'm here to learn. I'm also here to advocate for what we call Memento, which is an extension to the HTTP protocol to allow time travel and easier access to archived web resources, including Wikipedia resources.
Hi, I'm Ivan Hebe. I'm working on the Open Citation project, and I have built some data visualization tools for visualizing RDF triple stores, but I'm here to learn also other techniques and other stuff from other people, even data modeling and other things too.
Hi, I'm Simon Cobb. I've come here to share my ideas around Wikisite, to learn from other people's ideas, and just have a great time, enjoy the conversation, and I'm going to continue doing that for the rest of the day.
Hi, my name is Megan Wacha. I'm wearing two hats here at Wikisite. I am a librarian who heads up open access initiatives at the City University of New York, and I'm also the president of Wikimedia New York City, which is one of 37 chapters globally. I am really excited about Wikisite with any hat I could possibly wear, but especially because I think it opens up an opportunity for libraries to move the work of libraries back to the control of libraries.
Hi, I'm Lena. I'm from the Directory of Open Access Journals. I'm interested in linked data, so that's what brought me to Wikisite. DOAJ also has a lot of metadata, so that's what brought me to Wikisite too.
Hi, Luca Martinelli, Sannita, from Wikimedia Italy and the Italian Wikimedian community. I'm here mostly because, I'm involved with Wikisite since 3 years, since the very beginning, and we're really, really interested in what the outcomes of this project will be.
Hi, so I'm Rosie Stevenson Goodnight, and I live here in Northern California, and I was invited to come to Wikisite probably for a number of reasons. One would be that I'm pretty involved with Wikisource, as well as Wikipedia, Wikidata, Wikicommons. I kind of go between all of those projects. And that I'm involved with some community organizing groups, like the Community Health Working Group of the Movement Strategy and Affiliates Committee and so on. So I came here to learn and listen, meet new people that are going to be able to help me with my Wikisite kind of work, and also to be able to contribute a little bit in the areas of diversity. I did a session during the afternoon plenary about that, which seemed to go over well.
I'm Susanna Ones, and I have been working in the morning with Finnish newspapers, bringing some of them into Wikidata. Of course, I didn't finish, so it's something for me for my, I don't know, abundant spare time to do. But then in the afternoon, I'll be looking into the Citoid, I don't know if it's an extension, together with the creator of it, and seeing if we could fix it for some small languages, together with some other small language representatives here.
Hi, I'm Siobhan Leachman. I've been working on the author disambiguator tool that Arthur Smith came up with and announced on Tuesday. He's been working on it for a couple of weeks, and basically coming up with, if I have issues, explaining to him that there's a problem, and then he fixes the tool to try and improve it.
I'm Don Ellsborg. I'm with the University of Colorado Boulder. We have a semantic web profiling application for our faculty profiles, and I'm interested in sharing that data with Wikidata, because we have about 90,000 publications, 110,000 publication relationships. So I think it's myself, along with INA, various other universities, are all using the same profiling application. So if we can develop a way to share this data for all of it, I think it would be a great benefit for the open source community.
As Don said, yeah, I'm INA from Open Science Lab, German National Library of Science and Technology, and mainly here for, I presented our effort for extracting images from open access journals, and now I'm going to, I'm interested what Wikidata can add some value on and what the community is doing with all this.
I'm H.J. Fox, a grantee of the Wikimedia Foundation, and I'm here because I would like to add a lot of references to Wikidata, because there's a huge lack of this kind of references, and references just give trust to the data. So that's my main goal.
I'm Pawan Santosh, and I came from southern part of India, and I contribute to Telugu language Wikipedia and some other social projects. And I work for the Center for Internet and Society, which is an affiliate of Wikimedia Foundation, working on Indic language Wikipedias and its growth. So I am connected to Wikisite. Like, we have worked on several library catalogs, and we got those library catalogs to Wikipedia namespace in Telugu language Wikipedia. And also we have created a bibliographic repository of Digital Library of India, which is a which has a metadata issues back then in 2014, but this is also in Telugu language Wikipedia's Wikipedia namespace. So I somehow wanted to make sense of all these things in Wikidata, to export all these things to Wikidata and make a good bibliographic repository for South Indian languages. That's how I'm connected.
And my name is Jiro Kiko, and I am a PhD student at the University of Tsukuba, Japan. So I came from Japan, and my research topic is references on Wikipedia, especially English Wikipedia. And I also presented about my current research topic at day one writing talk session. And so I'm now analyzing, so who added DOI to English Wikipedia? And so it is really interesting results. So please check my homepage. That's all.
Hi there, my name's Joe Brook, and I'm here from Content Mine from Cambridge in the UK. We're currently working on a Wikimedia Foundation grant project, Science Source, which is a federated wiki base focusing on paper, scholarly articles about neglected diseases and extracting medical facts. As well as running a federated wiki base, we also feed facts back into wikidata.org that pass the MedRS criteria. Where part of our project is to automate those criteria using Sparkle.
So my name is Jose Emilio Labra. I come from Spain. I work at the university, and I'm interested in the quality of the linked data. I mean, the wiki site. For example, we have a session where we detected that there was a lot of mistakes. So we have a tool called Safe Expressions that we think could solve to increase the quality of the linked data.
My name is Eric Pritamo. I come from Maine via France. And I also work on Shape Expressions, and I've been applying it to clinical and mostly clinical and clinical trial and clinical care use cases.
My name is Alicia Fagerving. I am from Sweden. I am a programmer at Wikimedia Sweden, and I'm currently working with importing items about books from the catalog of the National Library of Sweden to Wikidata.
Hello, I am Thomas from France, and I am a contributor on Wikisource and Wikidata, mostly working on technical stuff. And I want to make Wikisource works well with all the bibliographic data we're getting into Wikidata.
I'm Daniel. I've been working on Wikidata since it existed. And I'm here mainly to see what we from the core platform team can do to support scalability for Wikisite and Wikidata.
I'm Honor Moody. I'm from the Harvard Library, and I'm also here as part of the Linked Data for Libraries project. And I'm really interested in work entification in general in support of future library conversion to linked open data.
Hi, I'm Raymond Yi, and I'm an independent consultant, and I'm here mostly to expand my interests and in Wikidata and trying to figure out how to get it into my personal workflow and life.
My name is John Chidaki. I work at California Digital Library. We're based in Oakland, California, nearby, and I'm on the organizing committee for Wikisite 2018. My passion is around research data management and thinking about long-term preservation of research outputs. But I've also been very much involved and very interested in trying to open up the bibliographic information that underlies not just research data, but also research journal articles, and seeing how we can utilize things like Wikidata to build shared infrastructure and shared services that can have context within the wiki community, but also beyond.
Hi, my name is Gloria Gonzalez, and I'm with the Library Link Network. And I came up here from Los Angeles, California, because I work with a lot of library linked data, and in that linked data, we describe a lot of people, and we're starting to map those people to Wikidata so that we can pull in all the rich information that Wikidata provides to library catalogs. When people view an item, they can see all of the Wikidata related to an author. So I'm here to tell people about those ideas and to get some coordination and collaboration with that work.
Hi, I'm Stephen Laporte, and I am here to connect Wikisite, Wikipedia, and Wikidata.
Hi, I'm Christine Frinsip-Naraslau, and I'm a librarian who works on linked data projects.
I am Xiaoli Li, and a librarian from University of California at Davis. I think I'm here mainly learning about what the Wikisite is and also to see how we can contribute.
Hi, my name is Chun Liang Lu. I come from DeepBot. I'm excited about the whole Wikidata projects.
My name is Mahmoud Hashemi, and I'm here to support Wiki projects in their sort of mission to structure their citations.
I'm Sandeep Gill. I'm from India, and I'm here to learn more about how do we help small libraries to build their digital catalogs for the first time.
Oh, hi, I'm Diane Shaw. I'm from the Smithsonian Libraries, and I'm here to learn about how to feature more of our information from the Biodiversity Heritage Library on Wikidata and Wikipedia.
I'm Andrew Lee from Wikimedia DC. I'm here at Wikisite to teach about Sparkle, Wikidata, and how to organize the world's knowledge.
Hi, I am Jimena del Rio. I am from the Consejo Nacional de Investigaciones Científicas y Técnicas from Argentina, and I'm here to learn more about how to use Wikimedia resources in digital humanities projects.
Hi, my name is Paula Dominguez Font. I'm from Wikimedia Uruguay and Autores.ui project. I'm here to learn how to integrate our books catalog with Wikidata.
I'm Finn Ob Nielsen from the Technical University of Denmark. Currently, I'm working with the clinical trials and exposing that in Scolia.
My name is Lane Raspberry, user Blue Raspberry in Wikimedia projects. I'm from the Data Science Institute at the University of Virginia, working on clinical trials here at Wikisite 2018.
I'm Kevin Lee, user L235 on Wikimedia projects. I'm from Stanford University, and I'm here at Wikisite to learn more about Wikidata and how we can change our schemas to more to best fit the data that we have.
I'm Sherry Tibbs. I'm from Durham, North Carolina, and I'm working on clinicaltrials.gov data and seeing about getting it imported into Wikidata.
Yeah, I'm Karen Coyle. I'm a librarian. I'm a metadata librarian. I've been doing this for over 40 years, and I'm basically here because Wikidata is metadata, and I want to work on it and make sure that it works well, which we've already found some problems.
Hi, so I'm Maxime. I'm working on the InvoterraDAIO project, and we are using data on books from Wikidata combined with data like in our own database that is kind of an extension of the data in Wikidata. And so we are really interested in the Wikisite discussions and community to get the collaboration on those data forward so we have, as usual, every year, discussions on modeling the data around books in Wikidata. And now we have also the possibility to import more and more data from InvoTer to Wikidata when it makes sense, when the data is ready to be imported. And so, yeah, we are discussing all those issues here.
Oh, God. I'm Katie Micah. I am from the University of Colorado Boulder. I'm a data librarian. I'm just here to improve structured citations on Wikipedia.
I'm Jake Orlowitz. I am with the Wikipedia Library Program at the Wikimedia Foundation, and I am hacking on how to make the works and citations on Wikidata enriched with free-to-read links, so free-to-read full-text versions.
I'm Pierre Godefroy from the ICCN International Center in Paris, and our goal is to disseminate ICCN information, ICCN numbers in Wikidata, so as to make journals more available in the database.
So hi, I'm Aurélien Charrois, I'm from France. I work for Higher Education National Library, and I'm here to learn about Wikidata, Wikibase ecosystem. So it's new for us, but we have a big project in France with the National Library. So it's why we're here.
I'm Celia Immelheinz, and I'm the anthropology librarian at UC Berkeley. I'm here to learn more about options for data for anthropology and archaeology records and ways that it might be improved and ways we might improve citations in that area.
I'm Nancy Cooey. I'm with the European Holocaust Research Infrastructure, and I'm interested in how cultural heritage institutions and organizations can get their data into Wikidata.
Hi there. My name's Tom Arrow. I'm a contractor for Wikimedia Germany, and I work on Wikidata and Wikibase, and so it's very interesting for me to be here and see how those tools might be used by the Wikisite community and what kind of things they need and how we might be able to help them achieve their goals.
Hi, I'm Marielle Voltz, and I'm a contractor with Wikimedia Foundation, and I work on a tool called Citoid, which helps generate citations from URLs and other identifiers like QIDs.
I'm Adam Schulland. I work for Wikimedia Germany, and I'm the current Wikidata tech lead.
Hi, I'm Siobhan Leachman. I am a Wikimedian from New Zealand, and I'm working on various different projects.
So I'm Terry Catapano. I work for the organization PLOSI, which is devoted to open science and open biodiversity information. And we're working on getting information about species integrated into Wikidata.
So my name is Giovanni Colavizza. I'm a data scientist from the Alan Turing Institute in London. And I'm here for my very first time, essentially just to connect and get to know the community and see what is going on and establish potential collaboration in the future. Thank you.
Hi, this is Dario. We've been running the event this year, and we're seeing some really important changes in what the community is doing, what the community is interested in. There's much more focus on interactions between libraries and metadata librarians and what the Wikisite and Wikidata communities can do. There's also a new kid on the block that's Wikibase. Wikibase as an engine that can host collections of metadata and linked data about catalogs is something that's kind of changing the game of how this community operates. And so we're really excited to see how different organizations can work with us, not necessarily by donating their data to Wikidata, but potentially by setting up their knowledge bases and federate them with Wikidata. So really exciting developments.
So hello, my name is Miriam. I'm a research scientist at the Wikimedia Foundation, and I work a lot on understanding the space of citations in Wikipedia at scale, both from an editor perspective, so what people add to Wikipedia citations, and also from a reader perspective, so understanding whether readers care about citations, how much they read them. And so that is why I'm here, because obviously without a data set of structured citations, my task would be much more difficult, but Wikisite can help with that.
So now I interview myself. Hello, my name is Konrad. I'm from Germany. That we met in Cologne, Information Center Life Sciences and the TH Cologne. I'm here at Wikisite at first to, talk to the community, but also present our project. We have a project which is called InteractOA. Mohamed El-Hassari is mainly working on this, and we're trying to generate a way to refer to statements in Wikidata to open access articles in a very fine granular manner, and this works already very nicely. And we're also trying to see how we can fit Wikidata into our workflows and systems in our library, actually. So this is all very exciting here, and it's very cool to talk to the people.
Hi, my name is Jonathan Dugan. I am the Chief Research Officer at the Berkeley Institute for Data Science. I'm here at Wikisite because this is the most exciting Wiki conference every year.
Our group named Wikidata Education for Librarians worked through an entire afternoon and defined 6 learning modules, and which will be start from a very theoretical what is Wikidata, and then eventually become editing and query. And then we also worked on learning outcomes. We finished most of them, and we're going to follow up through more virtual meeting and working together.
So my name is Sarah Njambirono. I am a developer advocate at Open Knowledge International, and one of the projects we work on is called Frictionless Data, which aims to reduce the friction that people in different domains face when they're working with data. And we recently received a grant from Sloan Foundation to work more closely with researchers over the next 3 years. And so we are currently immersing ourselves in research communities to understand what their workflows are like, what platforms and tools they use, what pain points they face, and how they are essentially pushing the data that they work with in their research work to the world. And we are hoping to immerse ourselves in these workflows and see ways we can make it easier for them to move from collecting data, putting it together and analyzing, to drawing insight quickly from it and to sharing it with other people with metadata attached, and also like cleaning it up easily throughout that process. And so that is why I'm at Wikisite this year, to meet researchers, to hear from them how they work, and especially how they use different platforms in the Wikipedia domain, and to see how best we can collaborate and work together going forward.
Okay, my name is Daniel Meechan. I'm a data scientist at the Data Science Institute at the University of Virginia. Background in biophysics, I'm very interested in how different domains of knowledge can be integrated with each other. A great role in there is being played by references, and this community here deeply cares about references. And so I wanted to contribute a little bit in terms of how we can model references, how we can better bring references on the same topic together, how we can expose information in references. And this event here, with its unique format of combining a presentation and some interaction sessions and a hackathon kind of thing, is really great. It has enriched me, and hopefully it has enriched others as well.
Okay, and now the second part. There I talked, as I said, with the different groups that are working on different projects in the hackathon, duathon part at the third day. Unfortunately, I could not cover everything or every group there. And also, I couldn't cover all the people in the previous part. But I hope it gives you a little bit of insight into what happened actually there. Okay, let's go.
So yeah, our project is we're looking at the usage of existing references within Wikipedia pages. So we're trying to measure, find some metrics around current use of citation links within these pages. How often are they clicked? Are there differences in click rates given the topic of the page, given the labeling around the links themselves, things like that.
And how far are you with this?
We're just starting. Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Uh-huh.
Sure. Hi, this is Mahmoud Hashemi, Stephen Laporte, and Chun Liang Liu. And we are working on a project for quality management of wiki project campaigns, sort of trying to help them structure their info boxes and citations going forward. So hopefully you'll be finding that in two labs soon.
Great. Are you stuck somewhere? Are you working on something? Are you in start phase, end phase? Where are you right now?
Right now we're working on a to-do list. We're doing a lot of research and prototyping. But so far, so good. No stuck progress here. Hopefully you'll see it on the HatNote blog. That's hatnote.com, HATNOTE.com.
Okay, so my name is Giovanni.
I am Ivan.
So we are trying to work on a data set which is an export of all references with an identifier that are to be found in Wikipedia. Specifically, we're focusing on Wikipedia English. And what we would like to do is to create a network of citations and to find clusters and see essentially which kind of articles, Wikipedia articles, and sources that they cite end up in the same cluster, and try to qualify the clusters and have a map, a nice visualization.
So my name is Gloria Gonzalez, and I'm with the Library Link Network.
I'm Lena. I'm with the Directory of Open Access Journals. DOAJ has a lot of reusable metadata at the journal level and the article level. So the big question is how much of it is available in Wikidata, And if it is not, how can we get it across?
Yeah, and our conversation in general has just been about looking at rich data sources like DOAJ that exist out there already that can be repurposed for Wikidata and the challenges that come up in that process, including like intellectual property and ownership and things like that.
Hello. Yeah, so we're working on a plan to extend the Fatima tool that we built in Wikisite 2016 to use Citoid as one of its data sources. We're trying to do that because there's some biodiversity heritage papers that these guys have that we would like to make Wikidata items for more quickly. And instead of just doing the small set of them off Synodo, we're hoping to use Citoid to make it super easy to then do any other random set of papers that people want.
Hi, my name is Rosie Stevenson Goodnight, and what we're working on is a demonstration how you can look at a Wikipedia article and see what the what Auras ranks its quality score against what a human might have done on the talk page, and also to see if on Wikidata, if that article has an article description, and if it doesn't, using one click, how to get to Wikidata and put in what the article description is, so that that shows up in the Wikipedia article.
Hi, we are working on a workflow for taking MARC records, which are a library-specific format, and extracting data from it using OpenRefine or possibly other tools in order to create entities and descriptions of those entities in Wikidata.
Yeah, this is Arthur Smith. So I presented a author disambiguator, which is a derivative from SourceMD for linking authors, author items in Wikidata to their publications that are already in Wikidata. And we've been testing it and finding a few bugs and fixing them and just making it better and easier to use and coming along.
Yeah, so we have the Wikidata Sparkle Jam session. So this is for people to bring their queries or the things they're working on to see if we could optimize Sparkle queries to do what they wanted to do. So it was a nice workshop where we, you know, fixed some things. We tried to identify some modeling problems in books. We saw how to query all musicians in a way that doesn't time out when you do a Sparkle query. So I thought it was quite useful.
There's a group of us here who are working at looking at books and how they are currently modeled in Wikidata and how they might be modeled. We're particularly interested in looking at how editions of books are modeled differently than things that are published in multiple editions.
Okay, hi, I'm Alex Provo. We're working in a group on indexes. And right now, some of us have been taking an infobox template from Wikipedia for bibliographic databases and trying to identify Wikidata properties that would be analogous. So we're doing a little bit of modeling.
So we had some discussions about how to integrate OABot, which is a bot that adds open access links to paywalled research on Wikipedia. We discussed how that might work on Wikidata. So we're working on kind of getting a test set of data and putting a bot together and doing some test runs on Wikidata for that.
So I'm Pete Forsyth. I put together this session on Wiki Project Newspapers, which is also known as the Newspapers on Wikipedia project. Our project broadly is to create 1,000 Wikipedia articles about US-based newspapers. And so here in this session, we have one group that's been working on an article about a newspaper. Stas here has been adding descriptions to newspaper entries on Wikidata that don't have descriptions at all. So a very basic one that just says newspaper published in this city. Susanna has been, this is actually the part that I kind of understand the least, but she's been working with OpenRefine to scrape different databases and compare them and improve the Wikidata entry. So we've kind of had a broad collection of related tasks, and I'm hoping we can continue on this in the afternoon.
I hope these two collections helped you a little bit now to understand what happened at Wikisite, or give you at least a glimpse into what happened there. If you are still not sure what Wikisite is actually about, I would also refer to a previous episode of Open Science Radio number 51, which we recorded at Wikisite 2016, and that might give you a little bit more background. And I know this is a rather broad topic, and it's a growing topic, and it's, I mentioned before, it's maybe even a rather fuzzy topic. And if you ask 10 people what Wikisite is, you might get 10 rather different answers. Also, how and what actually Wikidata is and how it works is maybe also something that is of interest. Also there, I hope to, well, shed more light on in the future. I hope you enjoyed this episode and are now interested in listening to the interviews with one of the projects that are were represented at the Wikisite. And as I said, I can only invite you to join this community and contribute. And I'm pretty sure there are a lot of places and niches where you could contribute to and make this even an even better community. So with this, thank you very much for listening, and I hope you enjoy the next episodes of Open Science Radio. Bye.